With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. The season of Advent and preparation for Christmas continues on today's program as we mark the second Sunday of Advent. This week, we hear biblical texts of anticipation, as well as John the Baptist's cry in the wilderness. Great sacred music by Gibbons, Vaughan Williams, Brahms, Shepherd, and others will help us on the journey. We begin with organ music that you'll probably recognize, the chorale prelude from the Schubler collection of J.S. Bach on the chorale Wacket auf, a transcription by Bach himself of a tenor aria from his cantata 140 of the same title. Douglas Cleveland plays the Fritz organ of St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio. The choir of St. Paul's Parish K Street in Washington sang the hymn On Jordan's Bank to the tune Winchester Knew. Jeffrey Smith directed. We began with organ music of J.S. Bach as Douglas Cleveland played the chorale prelude on Wachet auf, Sleepers Wake. All of this leads us to the biblical figure of John the Baptist and his prophetic witness to the coming of Christ. No Advent would be complete without hearing the chronicle of John the Baptist, as depicted in the verse anthem by Orlando Gibbons, This is the Record of John, from the second decade of the 17th century. The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, is joined by fretwork and countertenor Rogers Covey Crump. Bill Ives conducts. This is The Record of John by Orlando Gibbons, as performed by the Choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, with countertenor Rogers Covey Crump and fretwork. All were directed by Bill Ives. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music by Claude Goudimel is next, setting in motet form one of Louis Bourgeois's Genevan Psalter tunes, now associated with the hymn text, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People, building on the words of John the Baptist. Richard Prue leads the cathedral singers. The Cathedral Singers, led by Richard Prue, sang a motet by Renaissance composer Claude Goudimel with the English text, Comfort, Comfort Ye My People. Johann Sebastian Bach, in his collection known as the Leipzig Chorales, offered three different settings of the hymn by Martin Luther, Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, Savior of the Nations Come. The words are based on a text by Ambrose and the chant associated with it, Veni Redemptor Gentium. We'll hear two of the three settings on today's program, starting with the first, BWV 659. It presents the melody in a highly ornamented fashion over a brooding accompaniment that embodies the sense of deep longing for the coming of the Messiah. Christopher Herrick plays the organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland. Thank you. Creator of the Stars of Night, composed by Malcolm Archer, was sung by the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Filsell played and conducted. Earlier, we heard Christopher Herrick perform the first of three settings of Nun komm der Heidenheiland from J.S. Bach's collection known as the Leipzig Chorales. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. This Is the Truth Sent from Above is an English folk carol of unknown origin, here arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams, who collected it in Herefordshire in 1909. We'll hear the choir of Southwark Cathedral, directed by Peter Wright. Soloists are Alan Young and Michael Burke. Choir of Southwark Cathedral with soloists Alan Young and Michael Burke sang This Is the Truth, as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Peter Wright directed. The lively Hispanic carol Toda la Tierra is next, written by Alberto Tolle and arranged by James Bobb. It's sung in both Spanish and English by the massed choirs of St. Olaf College, accompanied by the St. Olaf Orchestra. James Bobb conducts.
Thank you.
Toda la Tierra, All the Earth is Hopeful by Alberto Tolle and arranged by James Bob. It was performed by the Massed Choirs and Orchestra of St. Olaf College. Es ist das Heil uns kommen her, Salvation Comes Down to Us, is one of two unaccompanied motets for five voices composed by Johannes Brahms in 1860. It reflects Brahms' veneration for counterpoint in the Baroque style, based on a chorale melody but articulated in his own harmonic language. The Choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, is directed by Christopher Robinson.
Es ist das.
The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, sang the motet Es ist das Heil uns kommen her by Johannes Brahms. Christopher Robinson directed. Music of Jakob Handel, also known as Jacobus Gallus, is next, as Stile Antico sings his motet Canite Tuba. Blow the trumpet in Zion, call the nations, proclaim to the people, and say, Behold, God our Savior is coming. Canite Tuba by Jakob Handel was performed by Stile Antico. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Scottish composer James Macmillan set one of the O antiphons, O Oriens, in an English-language version in his motet O Radiant Dawn. It's one of 28 settings of the Propers of the Mass that he set in 2007 as part of his Strathclyde motets. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Bristol Cathedral, conducted by Mark Lee. O Radiant Dawn by James McMillan was sung by the choir of Bristol Cathedral. Mark Lee directed. Renaissance composer John Shepherd flourished in the mid-16th century and spent much of his career between Magdalen College, where he was master of the choristers, and the Chapel Royal. We'll hear the 16 as they sing his motet, Audivi Vocem de Cielo. Harry Christophers conducts. The 16, led by Harry Christophers, sang Audivi Vocem de Cielo, I Heard a Voice from Heaven, by John Shepherd. John Ferguson, professor emeritus at St. Olaf College, has arranged a Swedish hymn in our next selection, Prepare the Royal Highway. Anton Armstrong leads the massed choirs, orchestra, and audience from the 2016 St. Olaf Christmas Festival.
Kings is near.
The second of Bach's chorale preludes on Nun komm der Heiden Heiland on today's program, very different from the first. Christopher Herrick played the Metzler organ at the Jesuit Church in Lucerne. Earlier, we heard music from the 2016 St. Olaf Christmas Festival as the massed choirs, orchestra, and audience performed Prepare the Royal Highway, as arranged by John Ferguson. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music of prophecy and anticipation for the second Sunday of Advent. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.